Forsyth County preteen with ties to the military knows what it means to serve. That's what drove 11-year-old Jordana Samnick to serve others, cupcakes, brownies, and cookies during a fundraiser on Labor Day. The money Jordana raised will go to Snowball Express, a nonprofit based out of Texas that supports children of fallen military heroes. And although Jordana's father, who is in the military, is still very much alive, once she realized what a fundraiser actually was, she knew she wanted to help.
At first, I thought it was where you raise money and then you get to keep that money. Once I realized that you didn't get to keep some money, I wasn't, as you would say, like, upset, but I was more of, like, determined to raise money.
Jordana's fundraiser and her journey leading up to the bake sale was largely aided by a local nonprofit. Kids Boost, based in Cumming and founded by a Forsyth County resident, gives children an opportunity to spearhead their own fundraisers for a cause of their choice, says Kristen Stocks, owner and founder of Kids Boost.
Every kid has this innate need and desire to give back or to do something big in the world to make a difference. But I think often they just don't know how, or they don't have an opportunity, or there's not a program to kind of make them accountable to do it.
Kids Boost, founded just over a year and a half ago, is that program. And although the program is largely individualized based on the child's unique interests, every participant is provided with the same initial tools: $100 cash, a coach who helps them navigate the fundraising process, and a website on the Kids Boost domain.
Their challenge is to turn that money, that $100, into more for a charity of their choice in a fun way.
And while the participant's main goal is to raise money, Stocks and the parents she works with hope the program brings about other accomplishments.
We're hoping that these kids not only have the opportunity to give back, but we want to boost their self-esteem. We want to teach them money management and business skills, but communication and how important it is to talk to other people.
Stocks says Jordana is a poster child for the company. Jordana's mother, Brenda Samnick, first contacted Stocks about 3 months ago after Jordana showed interest in the organization.
I drive my daughter to school in the morning, and we listen to the Burt Show every morning. They were talking about Kids Boost, and Jordana heard about it, and she was like, I want to do this. This is what I want to do.
Even before the family's initial meeting with Stocks, however, Jordana showed initiative.
Jordana had researched different organizations. I told her if she gets picked to do this fundraiser, she'd have to find an organization. And so she watches Cupcake Wars a lot. One of the contestants was playing for a charity of the Snowball Express. And she looked it up and she's like, this is my charity. This is it. I'm done. This is my charity. This is what I want to do.
Jordana made that very clear at the initial meeting.
She wanted to hold two bake sales. And the first one wasn't that successful. She did it at her swimming pool and didn't have the best response. And I think it was just because it's at a swimming pool and not many people bring money.
But Jordana didn't let the setback slow her campaign. And by the end of the day Monday, she'd surpassed her goal of $500, bringing in $587 for Snowball Express.
I feel really good about it. I don't think I did bad, and we have some extra cookies and cupcakes left over, and my mom wants to go give those to, like, people who don't get thanks all the time.
So, despite reaching her fundraising goal, Jordana will continue to serve sweetness and good-heartedness to those in need. With the Forsyth County News, I'm Isabel Hughes.